Can you hear that bumblebee?
No, I've got three. Is it woken me up? Oh, well, let it go.
I'm just recording it. But you can let it go. Don't hurt it.
I just said I want to let it go, darling.
I know, but...
Did that mention it wasn't?
No. I don't want Chinky getting it. Because it might sting her. Is it a big one? Doesn't seem to know what to do. A cute little animal. Is it gone?
Oh,
no. I don't know, I can't hear it.
Up on the window, where it's supposed to do. What do I save you for? How do you get in here and start with?
Well, the window was open.
You can get in that small window.
Yeah, of course it can. Was the top one open as well?
Yeah.
Well, it came in there, I expect.
I think it's exhausted.
It might be. It might have come in here to die.
Ready what?
To die.
What do you mean die?
Die?
Just don't say that silly whole sentence you said again.
It might have come in here to die.
You ain't dying here, nigga.
You know you're on audiobook, don't you?
Don't
I told you it was on. When you got up to say, I said, I'm recording it.
I just woke up to recording. Oh, I was snoring one day, was I?
No, you weren't snoring on there. I wasn't recording you snoring. I was recording the bumblebee because it was loud. I've been hearing it for ages. It's been in here for hours. You might hurt it doing that. What about, I'll tell you what might get, won't hurt it, the feather duster.
I just want to put it, I got my hat. I just want to use something to push it into my hat and throw it outside.
I hope it'll fly.
Nigga,
it was
flat. Oh, don't turn
that nonsense off. He's been flying here since, so
why
would he
fly when he gets a chance to escape?
I don't know.
Maybe my toothbrush.
It's not the one you use, is it?
It is.
You don't do it with, you do it with a handle end then.
Oh, no, don't do it. Oh, why?
What have you done now?
I missed it.
Mind you don't get stung, darling.
Oh, my hat got... Oh, jumped out of my hat again. Don't be like that, man. It keeps coming out of my hat.
Doesn't want to go in your hat. It doesn't like it.
Come on. Oh, gone.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Did it fly away?
Yeah. I put it in my hat and threw it out. Just threw it out real quick.
Did you see it fly?
Yes.
It didn't crash to the floor?
It did crash to the floor.
Oh, it didn't. Bye-bye, bumblebee.
Did you let the cats out? Oh, no, that's not the cat.
No, I didn't let the cats out. Oh, I don't know if they were all in.
Two black cats, yeah. Whatever one of them, like Reiki, was called. White paws. So.
That's not Reiki.
Yeah.
Unless she's... Unless she's walked in paint.
She's all black.
She's all black. She's an evil witch's cat.
Hat's black too.
Oh, no, don't. She's an evil little evil. And the other one is the... I used to think Shunt was the lesser of two evil, the two evils, but I'm not so sure about that anymore with her latest behaviour.
That's what woke me up now. I was enjoying my sleep. Someone asking me, I lost my fly, Go over there, check over there, that's where your fly is. I could hear a fly over there, check over there.
What, you were dreaming someone was saying I've lost my fly?
Yeah, and I said, go over there, check over there for your fly.
Stop fly, it was a bee, I think.
I kept going on, I said, just don't stop it, right? I just go over there, check for your fly over there. Yeah.
I've lost my fly. I haven't been asleep. I went to sleep. I think I went to sleep about 1 o'clock. Oh, and I woke up at 2:45. And I just knew I wasn't going to go back to sleep. I tried and tried and tried. No, it wasn't audiobook, it was my book. I had audiobook on this morning, but there wasn't much to listen to, really. So I was listening to my book. And guess what?
It's loads of sex.
There's no sex in it. There wasn't any sex in it.
I'm not even boring to you.
Oh, it wasn't. It was just good. I'll tell you every time there's sex in it, and then you'll know that it...
Oh, don't please, on top of it. Why would you want something like that?
Because you think it's all sex and it's not. It's Outlander. It's not 50 Shades of Grey. There is sex in it, but it's not. That's not what it's about. It's sex in the story, and 50 Shades of Grey is a story around the sex. That's the difference. Well, not that I know, because I haven't read 50 Shades of Grey.
Right?
Well, I've never read it.
I've seen the write-up about the big picture of it in the station. Now,
that's the film, though.
That's a film. Because it's a film and a book, they're going to go by the same thing.
Well, I don't know, I haven't read either. I haven't seen the film or read the book.
There's a good storyline behind the book. There's just sex inside the storyline. Now, that's the same thing this book is. Except there might be more sex in here, or maybe more sex in there somewhere, but it's got a storyline.
Yeah, but it's not and a porn.
There's loads of sex in there.
Yeah, but
they talk about. Oh, let's not. I'm still on the audible right now.
Yes.
Let's a stupid place.
Anyway, it's not porn, it's just sex, and it's not why I'm reading it. I'm reading it because everyone says it's good. Though it has got a lot of sex in it, but actually it hasn't got as much now as it did have. It's calmed down a bit.
Yeah, a boring part,
no, it's not boring. Sometimes the sex is a bit too much. Sometimes the descriptions in general are a bit too much, like the violence and stuff. They're a bit too graphic for my liking. There was something horrible in it last night when they went to dinner with the king. And they had a... It made me feel sick. It was them. They were eating dinner, and the cook made a nest of nightingales. They made a nest out of pastry, and then they had two nightingales sitting on the other side of it, cooked, and all their babies in the nest stuffed and cooked. And the king picks one up and crunches it, and it made me feel. I could have heaved. In fact, it makes me feel sick to think about it. But I saw a program on the TV once a few years ago. And it said that in France, a lot of people eat garden birds. They put nets, nets on their washing lines and stuff to catch the birds. Because they were saying there was a serious shortage of some birds in France because everyone keeps eating them. And it made me feel sick because that's what they did in the book. It was horrible. Fuck, the woman in the story ran outside and threw up in a bush. Because it was so disgusting, and it is to me as well. That is just so gross. It turns my stomach completely. I was thinking of going down and having something to eat, but we're thinking about it again. It's put me right off. Anyway, that's my May days, I think, for day 29, and I'll speak to you all soon.